except for the Florida bill about telling people where they could do what they want. Oh, yeah, all right. So I can move on to the next segment?
What I have been seeing mostly, what has been coming, what I've been seeking is legal. Specifically Trump legal.
Okay.
I'm trying to follow this. I am unable to not follow it.
Well, there is so much going on and not going on. Like right now, the whole trial concerning the documents that he kept. That trial may not, it may occur, it may start before the election. It may not conclude before the election.
This is whatever this ends up being. This is already seven fucking
volumes, and that's the cut and dry case.
I think we're seven volumes into the next like next generation fucking true crime series.
Let me ask a question.
Go ahead.
Trump's true crime thing. all right, you just made me lose it. No, I made myself lose it. I forgot.
Okay, so
cut that section out, please.
No, it's okay because we do it all the time. But yeah. but somebody's going to write this. This is happening on such a operatic scale, and it's encompassing so much culture and so much money and so much attention that it can't not be the future of entertainment. Yeah. Novels. Operas, yeah. Plays,
Trump, I'm waiting for the ballet. Netflix series,
history books,
history. I mean, come on, and then the separation of the extreme separation of ideology.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this. This is a very simplistic question.
Okay.
The charges against Trump right now, are they considered felony charges?
Yes.
So if you're
the difference between a felony and a misdemeanor is a misdemeanor, you'll face a sentence of 1 year or less in prison.
Okay.
A felony is more than 1 year in prison.
But it's also more on your record kind of thing.
It's a more serious crime.
That's what I'm thinking. If someone has a felony on their record, can they run for president?
Yes.
Yes.
They can.
Yes.
Okay, so then.
From prison.
Anybody? Eugene Debs was a leader of the socialist movement.
Okay.
He was put in prison basically for his opposition to World War I.
Okay.
He still ran for president.
Anybody who's currently in prison can run for president.
Wow.
This year. There's nothing stopping
them.
That's
amazing.
Nothing stopping them from running. There's also nothing stopping anybody from sitting on the Supreme Court. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be a judge.
You don't have to be not elected.
You just got to be meet the qualifications.
You have to be approved by the Senate.
Senate
approved.
Right. And that's it. But you could be
appointed
like his
and
next
Senate
door
approved.
Neighbor or something.
Yeah, there's no restriction
yeah.
on who can be that person.
Right. And it should be.
That's the kind of thing that makes
it
special. Yeah.
You know?
What are we talking about?
I was going to move on to the next segment.
But why should we? Because we're having fun.
You're the one who wanted to get home early tonight,
I know.
Remember?
Do you hear me? Do I sound
well,
like
if you'd stop talking, we can move in faster then. Is that okay?
It's great because I'm so congested I only hear myself. My ears are congested, Patrick. Do you understand?
What?
Have you ever had that?
Well, you're doing well in replying to what we say.
I want to make sure. I can't make judgments as to volume right now. Okay, so.
Your volume is fabulous.
It's lovely.
You like it?
It's a
new shampoo.
Everything's lovely.
Yeah, it's called Old and Dusty.
Isn't he lovely?
Full of verve. Verve.
We now move on to our next segment.
What was verve?
Verve?
Verve was a thing.
Verve Records.
It was a record?
It was a record company.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. I could settle into that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking soap. But
I was thinking maybe a magazine, but
oh, that's good.
Yeah,
all right, good.
There was also a group called the Verve Pipe, I believe.
Okay.
Verve. I'm seeing like a logo. Go ahead, but it may be the album. I'm betting it's the album.
We now move on to our next segment.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe we're gonna stay where we were for a second.
It is time for We Like to Watch.
Ooh.
Danielle, what did you watch this past week?
Oh, my God. I watched... Let me think about this. I watch a lot of murder porn, so I was watching...
What?
Hold on.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, hold the phone.
No. We're going to go slow.
Yeah,
we're going to go slow.
Yeah, it's very slow.
No. It's, you know, what are we talking?
No,
not real porn.
No,
not real porn.
Are we talking snuff films
no,
here?
No, it's those stupid shows that, you know, show the murders, like, you know, the lady that fell down the stairs. Was it murder or was it, you know?
Okay,
whatever.
So you're talking true crime stories.
True crime.
True crime. Okay, yes. You gotta be careful with your words.
Murder porn is okay. Something murder, very, very different.
Murder porn is, yeah. Yeah, wow. That's huge.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. You gotta be careful. So true crime is good.
Okay.
Murder porn,
no.
Bad.
So I don't do murder porn, I do true crime.
Okay.
But that's excellent. I was watching.
Who's your favorite serial killer? Your favorite serial killer?
That's a hard
one. It's a hard one, right?
Yeah,
Tommy
yeah.
is a fanatic on the serial killer
show. I don't like to, you know, salute them or anything, but I mean,
Richard Ramirez.
He was the, like, devil.
Yeah, he was the devil.
Yeah, you know, that was, he's probably the scariest one to me.
To yeah. me, it's the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
Primarily because they haven't found out who.
Well,
he's never found him.
Well, there were two. There was an East Coast and a West Coast.
Oh, BTK.
I'm talking about the West Coast one.
Okay.
The West Coast Zodiac Killer. That one they made the movie about with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right.
To me, it's a Ted Bundy sort of...
okay.
A.A. Adams, D.D. Adams, the guy who built the fucking... who built the hotel in the city... That was amazing.
Oh, during the during the World's Fair.
The World's Fair.
Up in, I forget which World's Fair it was. H.H. Holmes.
H.H. Holmes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He basically built this murder hotel.
He built
it. It was like a makeshift thing with winding hallways and...
They had a guy that in, I think it was in Nevada or something, where he did like, you do those real life experience, the full life experience. And this was like... a murder real life experience thing where you go through and he tortures you and you know, a lot of people don't make it through the whole thing.
Yeah.
He got in big trouble because he was really hurting people and people loved it. It was crazy. You know?
Hire a hooker. For real, hire a hooker. Support your local hooker.
Anyway, I did want to say I'm watching something, a series called The Dark Side of Comedy.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah, and they did one on, of course, Gilda Radner, John Belushi. They do all those, you know.
The ones who died?
Yeah, so all the ones that died.
The dead side of comedy.
Basically, yeah. And, no, there's some that are still alive, like Saving Grace. What's her?
Oh, Butler.
Butler, yeah, Brett Butler.
Brett Butler.
They have one on her. Oh, she looks terrible.
What the fuck?
Oh,
she
you should watch
right?
this. Yeah,
really?
Oh, my God.
What service or channel is it on?
I believe it's Hulu.
Hulu? Okay.
Yeah,
Hulu's
but
good.
You could always just search Dark Side of Comedy. But I don't know if you ever heard of Greg Giraldo.
No.
A comedian. He was like in the 2000s. He did a lot of the roasts and stuff. That's how people know him. And I loved him. I was like... And he ended up dying
of
an overdose, which is so sad. Like in a hotel in New Jersey. And it was just so sad, you know, and stuff. So it's very, very interesting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Dark Side of Comedy.
Right. When comedy kills you.
Yeah, indeed.
Tommy, what did you watch this past week?
Reviewed the last week, blah, yada, yada, yada. The Swans isn't on anymore.
No, I finished.
That finished. That was good.
That was good. It was really well done series.
Really, really. It sparked my interest.
I expect some of those women to get Emmy nominations. I expect
Tom Holland to
get Emmy nominations.
I'm sure.
And I just
absolutely.
Love Joe Mantello. That man, everything he's in, it just shines out much more.
He's just so confidently masculine.
Is that the one that was married to Guevara? What's her name? Sophia Vergara?
No.
Oh,
he was playing his character. I think Jack Shea was his name. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
He was a former lover of Capote's, but he remained
Jack.
Friends with him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Throughout.
Do you see the Capote tapes? I think that might be
no.
The
yeah,
that's really good.
That's cute. That's something worth seeing. But what I've just there's the RuPaul. So I'm depressed because tonight there's nothing to do.
What do you mean there's nothing?
I can't go home and watch the Swans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's gone. So that was
on...
So
you don't have a
Wednesday
series
night.
To go home to.
Exactly.
Well, then I have a good recommendation for you.
Well, wait till I get to you.
Oh, thank you.
What I have discovered is I'm going to YouTube as a first choice.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, you look at your phone and it's Netflix, Hulu, Prime. Mm-hmm. For me, those are the three. That's where I'm getting most of my entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. Netflix, Hulu, Prime, Amazon. Wow, I get the RuPaul.
Okay.
Okay, those little individual things.
That's cool.
And YouTube, which has always been there, but YouTube has always been to me someplace where a link has sent me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Go see this on YouTube.
Yep.
This is my YouTube channel. Go see my YouTube. No, yeah. Nothing made me stay away from, it's like hanging posters. Like, no. But I'm going there more often than I ever did for original content. Like, I want to see Karen videos.
Karen videos. Loves
I want to see Karen videos. I'm going to go. I could spend
hours. I could get into that, I think.
Hours.
I could do
endless
that.
Endless time watching Karen videos. Karen versus the cops. Karen versus the court. Karen versus the judge. Karen. It's everywhere and it's endless.
Karen versus the guy in the park.
It's just the racist Karen gets slapped in the face. Yeah, and the Karen who is physically restrained with duct tape to her chair.
Anybody that's really named Karen.
No, these are Prime videos. They are excellent, even when they're awful.
Yeah. No, I know. It's almost like Cops, almost, where it's like you see people getting arrested. You get, like, it's like, damn.
There is something on MTV that I can only, it's got to be because I'm watching a RuPaul. One of the RuPauls must be on MTV.
Okay.
Okay. So in the suggestions for you, and people will also watch shit that comes in front of you.
You may also like.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was that, and one that I watched, and it was, evidently this woman goes, you hire her to watch him and create the confrontation. Hey, I know you're cheating, or busted, cheating and lying.
Oh,
you know, it's one of those
God.
Things.
Yeah, cheaters.
And, oh, my God. It was...
Like train wrecks.
It was... It was almost too much to watch, which is really the highest praise I can give just about anything on TV.
That's great.
Yeah, so YouTube as a primary...
Wow.
Fair enough. Which is leading me to what happens... What is like a paid Hulu, like a YouTube thing? Like, what does that look like?
I don't know.
Can I get rid of
they
Hulu? Probably no commercials. Well, no commercials is a given. One way or the other, or it's less commercials.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, it's interesting.
I've known about a YouTube subscription, but I haven't thought of it as something I needed right now, you know?
If I can combine a couple of things.
Like, if you could watch regular TV on there.
I want to be able to watch live news.
Right. You know, if you could do something like that, then, yeah, I could see a subscription, for sure.
To YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? It's got a lot of stuff.
Right? Everything is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yes. Yep.
It is like the basement of the internet as far
You'll
as
find
video.
Find all of us on something on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, there are different things I go to all the time, you know? I go to a lot of the film things. I go to Critical Drinker. I go to CinemaSins.
Okay.
I go to this comedian. He plays a screenwriter and a movie executive. And he proposes a movie idea of a movie that's currently running, and they just tear it apart while they're discussing it. It's called Pitch Meeting. That's it.
Oh.
Pitch Meeting.
That
really
sounds
funny.
Fantastic.
It's very, very funny.
Where is that? What is that?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just type in Pitch Meeting. You'll get some. He's great.
I tell you what, I'm paying more attention to YouTube than I ever used to.
Now, what about Randy Rainbow?
I love
him too.
Randy, so
smart.
Although I gotta tell you, I saw him live.
Did you? I wanted to. At the Paramount.
Not as good.
Aww.
No, I saw him at. I thought it was in Madison Square Garden. It's
a little theater next to it.
The Fell Forum.
No. But it was like that. It's shit. It's an Uptown theater. Turns out it's an Uptown theater. Ascot Bradley, it's the
Beacon.
The
Beacon is up that way.
The Beacon,
and they have those kinds of shows.
I thought the Beacon was part of the Madison Square Garden complex.
I don't like the Beacon at all.
You really?
I don't like it. Yeah,
I liked it. It was in the right theater.
I know. I thought the sound was off, and maybe it could have been just that particular show.
Mm. Well, yeah, especially when I thought he was phoning it in.
You know, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But Randy Rainbow, Chef Kiss, everything he does is.
His videos are great.
The way,
but he's probably not a good live artist.
No, he's actually quite good. He's what okay. he is, yeah, he's just, he seemed to me tired.
Okay.
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 You know, he's working really, really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Being on the road is not easy.
Yeah, and expected to make content, and yes, yeah. he's feeling the pinch of his fame.
Yeah.
And it's his level, the level of Randy Rainbow right now is.
I wouldn't be able to handle it. I know that. It would stress me out.
I imagine it's quite a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
And he's got plants and a cat, I think.
Oh my God. Plants and a cat.
Somebody has to have a sitter then.
Somebody has to be coming in.
I know.
All right, and I know him from before he moved, when he was making those videos at that, like, walk-up in Astoria where he used to live. Well, some hellhole in Queens.
I've only known about him for maybe 3 or 4 years
now. It's really only been the pandemic. You know, he's a absolute beneficiary of the pandemic.
At least he's, you know.
He earned it.
He's smart at putting those lyrics together, you know, so, and the way he comes, you know.
He does all the editing himself. He does all the filming himself. That's what I was going to say.
All the editing is great. Every little nuance he does, you know. Oh.
Very, very funny. Very skilled. But on this particular night at the Beacon, he seemed a little tired.
Rundown.
Phoning it in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. That's a shame. In New York. You don't want to do that in New York.
But you got to be fucking tired. And, you know, Randy Rainbow, who always...
Well, that's like, I have a live album by David Byrne.
Okay.
And you can tell he's laid back, too laid back. It's not the same performance, you know?
I saw a video of Judy Garland. I was like, how did they let this drunk bitch on stage? How did they let her on the camera? She wasn't on stage. It was a TV appearance.
How many?
And she spoke,
right?
You know?
And as soon as she spoke, I was like, Judy, you're drunk. You're drunk.
Yeah.
What are you, like, oh my God, is like, this is, and she told the story about, Jesus Christ, I can't remember, but I'm going to try. Sorry. She told the story about Marlene Dietrich, maybe, about how beautiful. And she's going to sing. And Marlene comes in and she's got an album. And she's going to sing and let's play Marlene's album. And we put on Marlene's album and it's nothing but applause. And is there another side to the album, Marlene? Oh, yes, there's another side. You turn around and it's applause again. It's a different set of applause. And that's the story she tells. Oh, my God. I was like, girl, I can smell it from here 40 years later. Girl. Charming and adorable, but she was drunk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, people should not have friends, you know, if there was any, which there probably weren't, would never or should never.
Well, please, like you were talking about Truman Capote before we discussed
his
appearance on a talk show, morning talk show. Stoned and drunk out of his mind.
Many, many times. He did that many times. It was rough with Truman there a couple of times.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they would just show up. He would show up from the night before. Show up to do an interview on, like, you know, Good Morning America. Still smelling like the bartender with lipstick all over her face. Oh, hi. Truman here.
That was a pretty weak imitation.
I'm bad at imitation. Have you ever heard me do an imitation of anybody ever?
No, I can't say I have.
Now
I know why.
Thank you.
Well, this week... saw quite a bit. First, we watched a movie on Turner Classic Movies I've talked about before. Steven Spielberg's first film for TV from 1971, starring Dennis Weaver, called Duel.
Wow.
I watched this when it was first on TV at 9 years old.
Will you spell Duel for me, please?
D-U-E-L.
E-L. Okay. Duel.
Duel as in...
Oh, yes, God. it's yes.
And it's all about this man who's like in a remote desert area of California coming back from some business deal, whatever he's doing. And he's coming back across the desert. And of course, this is 1971, so there weren't as many roadways back then.
Right.
And he has an encounter with a slow-moving, stinky, smoke-given-off oil truck. Okay. And it's driving really slow, so he decides to go around it.
And tell me, can we stop for a second?
Yep.
The truck then bullies him on the road, runs him off the road, threatens him on the road, runs him off the road. I'm trying to think how it ended.
He basically sticks his suitcase on the gas pedal, aims the car at the oil truck.
Oh my God.
He jumps out of the car.
Okay.
The truck hits the car and then goes over a cliff.
Okay.
No explosion.
That was how it ends. Spoiler alert.
I have, what is it called?
Duel.
I have seen this.
I don't think I have.
It is a really good movie. It's like I said, Spielberg's first film.
Is it really?
Yeah, Spielberg's very first full film project.
It wasn't very long.
No, it was only like 90 minutes.
I was just saying, yeah.
It's not very long.
Okay.
Because it's just this, it's a brilliant title, too.
Yeah.
They're using their cars. It's the open road. It's just really the two of them.
Well, he's a stop at some little cafe at one point.
That's what I'm thinking at one point.
And he's getting paranoid because the truck stops there and there's no one in there. So he thinks it's someone in the diner.
I might have seen this now that I'm thinking about.
And then later on he stops at some like little zoo exhibit where all these animals in cages where he gets a payphone and he goes to make a call and the truck goes at him.
Oh my God.
Knocks over the pay booth.
That's awesome.
I have seen that. And I think we have discussed it.
Discussed it before.
Okay.
But it's worth seeing. If you can ever catch it on Turner Classics or anywhere else, give it a watch. It's worth it.
There's another one that works on the same sort of premise, that individual battle.
Yeah.
Between just the two people.
It becomes that.
Well, there's
the ending of Jaws. Is that?
Yes, that's right.
You know? That's the ending of Jaws.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I
don't think I do. I'm not a Jaws historian.
You've seen Jaws, haven't you?
I am very aware that Jaws happens in the summertime.
It's only one of the best films of all time.
I understand the cultural
great
year. I was asking a question.
Yes.
Okay. And you jumped in with some sort of... Don't act surprised. I'm trying to think of what I was trying to say.
I don't know.
Yeah, and you're not going to help me even talk about what we were talking about.
What were we talking about?
Duel.
Duel. All right, so then we...
So, it's on Netflix, and it was really popular not a year ago.
Okay.
And it was called Beef.
Yeah, Beef. Okay.
Oh, that's between two people who have a little car accident.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's what their duel.
The whole tit for tat thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is the duel, which is what this Steven Spielberg thing was, which I think...
But in the case of Duel, it's just this one guy being tormented and harassed and almost killed, you know? There's no tit for tat going on.
There was Stephen King... wrote something about something like that? The cars on the road?
Maximum Overdrive.
Maximum Overdrive, yep.
No, that doesn't
sound... Bad movie.
Unfortunately, yeah.
But also this week, we watched another movie. I forget what service was on, whether it was on Prime or Netflix, called The Ritual. Mm. All about these four English guys who go on a hiking trip on the outskirts of Norway.
Okay. Something freaky always happens.
Well, it was supposed to be five of them, and they are like all together for some reason or other, and then two of them go off to a liquor store, and a robbery happens at the liquor store while they're there.
Okay.
And then one guy goes to hide, and his friend gets killed, and his friend's the one who thought of the hiking trip, so that's why they go.
Ah, okay.
And none of them are experienced hikers.
But hold on, they're in a liquor store?
Yeah.
They have access to the liquor store? Like,
what do you mean?
I guess before they were hiking. This is before the hiking trip.
This is 6 months before the hiking
trip. Oh, okay. So the
there were originally five of them. Then the robbery and murder happened, so it's down to four.
Okay.
So they go to honor him in his death.
Okay.
And one of the guys gets hurt while walking, sprains his ankle, so they decide to take a shortcut through the woods.
There's no such thing ever.
Never good.
Exactly.
Never good.
Through the woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
So things happen. Like, I don't want to give it away because it's a relatively new movie.
Sounds like you don't have to give much away. I mean, if it's writing from the premise of, let's go to the shortcut in the woods. I mean, if that's the level we're at, I can pretty much see where this is going.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But it's worth the watch. It was really good, though. Okay. I really enjoyed that.
Cool.
Then we watched a 2017 movie on Netflix with Emma Watson from the Harry Potter films and Tom Hanks called The Circle.
How was that?
Really good.
Really? Because I've been debating.
I don't believe him.
It was based on a novel by Dave Eggers.
Okay.
And it's all about this young woman who gets a job with this Apple-like company.
Okay.
And Tom Hanks plays the head of the company, and he's like a combination of Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Steve Jobs.
I have a question.
Okay.
First of all, is Tom Hanks still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Second of all, is he playing a villain here?
Well, eventually he's revealed in the end as the villain, yes.
But he's all along,
ultimate villain.
But all along, he appeals as the average nice guy who's giving all great opportunities.
Yes.
And
just like
this. Because what happens is this whole work atmosphere, it becomes like a cult.
Yeah, okay.
Where you're expected to spend all your social time and post all your activities online.
Once you put a ping pong table in an office. Yeah.
So then a tragedy occurs.
Because somebody comes up to her and they're like, you're not posting enough on social media.
Yeah.
This company.
Yep.
I started watching. I didn't get
so
it.
She gets
I don't
all,
like it.
She gets all sucked into it. And then this tragedy happens as a result of her getting sucked into it.
Okay.
And she decides to get justice in her own way.
Okay.
For what happens.
All right. So I'll take the dive.
Watch it. It's worth the watch.
She wear a cape?
No, she does not wear a cape.
She's a drag queen?
No, she's not a drag queen.
Nah, she's really low on my list. I gotta tell you. I'll try to remember the name, but probably not.
Good movie. Definitely recommend
it. I'll throw in To the Marbles, which, you know, it's getting a lot of shit because it's the three girls and it's Marvel. It's not the hero, but whatever. It was a very good movie.
Which one?
The Marbles is, it just came out. It's on Disney Channel.
Okay.
And it's with Carol Danvers,
who is,
right, Miss Marvel. And then the girl who's Ms. Marvel, right? And then it's...
Are you talking about feminist cartoons here?
No, not at all. This
You just said Ms.
Yeah.
And like made a... I know you know what I'm talking about, which I do, but I
Well, I meant it like Ms. Marvel, like because it's
new
separate
and modern
from Captain Marvel. It's Ms. Marvel versus Captain
there's
Marvel.
There's a Captain Marvel?
Yeah, and that's a woman as well. Okay, so she goes through the universe, she saves things. You know, this is Marvel Comics.
1 second, I gotta ask. Is this a real thing?
Yes.
Like, there's always been a female Captain Marvel?
Yes.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, yes.
Yes.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I'm not familiar with the actual comic book, so I can't answer.
But in the
Marvel Cinematic Universe,
I would think
Captain Marvel is female.
Yes.
Identifying or born?
No, female.
No, female.
Female.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a Captain Marvel? A regular Captain Marvel? A male Captain Marvel?
No.
No.
There's never
Captain
been a
America.
Male Captain Marvel.
It's Captain America.
Ah, no. No. Sorry. No. All right. I'm
Captain,
shocked at this
I'm
going to
look this up.
I'm not.
I have to be honest with you. I kind of gave up on the Marvel movies after Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Really?
Because that was horrible, that movie.
But Thor had good thighs, right?
He looks fucking great.
Oh, he's hot.
Chris Hemsworth? Chris Hemsworth, my god.
Good thighs. Thor.
Yeah.
But
thighs.
The movies just seem to be going on a downward slide. And
do you
between that and the Samuel Jackson series, Secret Invasion, I've kind of given up on Marvel. The same way I've given up on the Star Wars stuff, too.
He's on TikTok.
Yeah?
Who's on TikTok?
Thorin.
Chris Hemsworth?
No, Thor. His name is Thor, and he's the lumberjack guy.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know him.
Who are you talking about?
Thorin.
It's a media, it's got to be a content creator. Do you have a TikTok account?
The only Thorin I know is from Tolkien.
Okay, so this kid, this guy's name is Thorin. He lives in the woods.
Okay.
He's a lumberjack.
And he's okay.
Okay? He's more than okay. Motherfucker is all kind of fine.
And he posts to TikTok?
He posts to TikTok as a lumberjack. And would you watch him split wood. We've talked about Thor.
Yeah, we have talked about him. I remember.
He's all kind of fantastic.
He's like, very hot.
He's extremely hot. His face, he grows through a beard, the full beard, and then he cuts it off in his smooth face, and then he grows the full beard, and I think that's hot as fuck. And the way he takes his suspenders off.
Hair? What is that? Like, is it long with a ponytail?
Thorin's hair. Interesting.
Right? Yeah.
That makes a difference.
No, hair is a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's proceed.
Okay.
I'm going to go, I think it's shortcut and very like...
Spiky, maybe?
No, masculine, neat. He lives with a woman, so I think he's kind of like well-kept. hold on. I'm looking for him on TikTok.
Okay. Because
that's where I know him from. And if you go to TikTok and type his name, Thor, he will be there immediately.
Okay.
Is it Thor or Thorin?
Thoren.
Oh, Thorin. Okay.
Thorin. Thorin Bradley.
Thorin Bradley.
Okay. So Thorin Bradley is his name. This.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's yummy. He's yummy.
Yeah. And Captain Marvel was always a woman.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah, it says the character made her Marvel Comics debut in 1968. And she became the superhero Ms. Marvel. And in 1977, she changed her moniker to Captain Marvel.
Okay.
So the Ms. Marvel must be like a upcoming premiere almost.
Right. Yeah, but the pants should be off.
Just.
Yeah, he's hot. Oh, look at the sword. Oh my god. Ugh, wow.
He's just. I'm not gonna be satisfied with this video. He was just untucking his shirt. He happens to be his hair and his beard at the perfect length right here.
Yeah, that hair is good. Short.
Chopping the thing with the sword is not appealing to me. Use an axe like you know you're supposed to.
Yeah, would be better than a sword.
Yeah, well, he does an axe all the time.
Or even Thor's hammer would be cool.
That would be cool. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Thor. So, always a woman?
Yes. Yes. It was in the 60s, she was Ms. Marvel. And then through the comics, she changed her moniker to Captain Marvel.
Okay.
When she got older.
And now there's Captain Marvel and a Ms.
Correct.
Okay, and are we assuming lesbianism?
No, not at all. The Captain Marvel is just she's like asexual.
Are you surprised by this?
No.
This is, Ms. Marvel is a kid. She's 14, and she got her power, like there was a bracelet that went down in her family for years. It's a long story. Anyway, she got these powers. They were connected to Captain Marvel. In the movie, they kind of all get together. It's really cool. It's cute. It's not a superhero.
Ask Tommy how many of the Marvel films he's watched.
Have you seen any?
I don't think I have. Okay. But I got to be honest with you. I don't know that I would know a Marvel movie from any other kind of comic movie.
That's what I was
going to
say. Would you watch like a superhero movie? That's me.
Okay, I'll tell you the Superman movies that I've seen.
Okay.
Superman with Superman, what's his name?
Christopher Reeve.
And Margot Kidder.
Okay.
I saw that. I saw Spider-Man.
Okay.
After 9/11. Because they made it on a whole New York. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us type thing.
Oh, that was Tobey Maguire.
Right.
All I remember about that movie, and this is all I need, is him to swing and land on the 59th Street Bridge and the camera be underneath him at exactly the right angle to show perfect perk and perkiness.
Wow. And they knew exactly what
they were doing. Oh, my God. They know. I may have seen...
Did you see Batman with Michael Keaton?
See, now, Batman interests me for a number of reasons.
Batman's my favorite.
I keep wanting to go... Now, the point is... Do I know if that is a Warner Brothers or a Paramount cartoon?
That's DC Comics.
I have no idea. Yeah. I have no frame of reference. Right. So I can't tell you I've never seen...
You may have, and if you do, if you're interested in watching a superhero movie, the Marvel movies are just like, just watch Captain America.
But with Batman fascinates me because of the Heath Ledger performance.
Oh, the Joker.
I don't know where that...
Definitive iconic
performance. I don't know where Michael that lands Keaton in.
As Batman.
I don't know. I couldn't answer that.
See, that's my guy, Mike.
I don't know that I have a favorite Batman. But I do like the Batman. Batman, Spider-Man. Superman.
Did you see Iron Man with Robert Downey
Jr.? Iron Man is adorable.
Okay. Okay. You saw that? That's a Marvel
That's not the first movie. Okay. The beginning of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Is that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
No, but that is Deadpool is a part. Deadpool. No,
Deadpool is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
Yep.
That I know I have seen. Okay. And I know I have seen. There's so I don't know about the other one.
Did you see Black Widow?
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
I'm not paying $23 to go see a movie called Ant-Man. Yeah. Sorry.
Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No,
that's a good one too.
It really is.
The Winter Soldier.
Oh my God.
It's all gonna be on TV.
Yeah,
the
Winter Soldier was a hottie.
Right.
Oh yeah, Bucky.
Anyway, I had a limited series to recommend to you that I think you'll enjoy.
I doubt it.
It's on Netflix. It's called The Gentlemen.
No, I hate it already.
It stars Theo James, who is so fucking yummy. Did you see the second season of White Lotus?
Show me. Don't ask me questions about yummy. Show me yummy or shut up.
Oh, I'll watch yummy.
I mean, come on, for fuck's sake. Who is so yummy? Did you ever watch? Fuck you.
We need visual. Okay.
It should be easy. He's got,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
That is Theo right. James.
That's yummy.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
That qualifies. yeah. I think I made sperm.
So glad.
He's beautiful.
He's got a beautiful lower lip.
He's beautiful. The hair, the eyes.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
Right?
All right, so fuck him.
So he's the star of the
show. What is he, 27, 28?
39.
Oh, he's 39.
Yep. Huh.
Then double fuck him. Okay?
Because he looks so damn good at
Because
39.
That's, now I know that shit's genetic.
Right?
You ain't done shit to deserve that.
Yeah,
you just look like that. That's what...
Damn good looking 39-year-old motherfucker.
Damn. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Damn you, Theo James.
Theo James. He don't look like no Theo James.
Oh, no, he does not.
No, he does not. I want a Spanish name. He can be Ricardo Ronaldo.
Xavier.
Yeah. Javier.
Javier. That's it. You nailed it.
All right, so let's go.
In the series, he's the younger of two brothers who are the sons of a duke in England.
I didn't go
A minor duke.
And he's the older dude doesn't get the inheritance.
And yes, the father dies.
Right.
And in his will, he bequeaths everything to the younger son, which is Theo James. Because the older brother is basically totally irresponsible and a coke addict.
Okay, is he hot?
No.
Okay, but
very funny. In a demented kind of way, he's cute.
But he eventually discovers... But there's a pot farm on the estate.
Ah.
Who does?
Theo James.
Theo James discovers the pot farm.
Yes.
How are you going to make this guy? Tell me he bakes now. How hot are you going to make him? He's got the pot farm.
Now he looks like that.
He's 40 years old. Now,
well, the pot farm was there by agreement with his father and this criminal family. And now the father's dead and... Theo James's character now wants the pot farm to leave the estate. But the problem is he gets more and more involved in criminal activities.
Oh,
trying to do that.
It's so hot.
And it's actually a funny series. It's very lighthearted.
Could you flip through it?
It's like Breaking Bad, but with laughs in it.
And it's English?
It's English, yeah. Okay. Which I had no idea
British?
It was British.
Yeah.
British.
flip through some pictures. Okay, knowing that he's British. Oh man,
you're killing me.
Oh yeah, that's no. You got to stop. Oh, oh man, please.
Damn it.
Fuck. And he's got a British accent.
Yes, which I had no idea until I started watching this show.
Fuck me, man.
But Joelle Richards in it. She plays the mother.
Ah, okay.
Why are you talking about somebody else? In the show.
Okay.
Shush, I'm looking at pictures of him.
Excuse me.
I'm looking at pictures of my next ex-husband. God, he's beautiful. He is beautiful.
Yes, he is. So Javier, that's what I watched this week.
Well, though, Javier doesn't go really with a British accent.
That's true.
If he's going to come at me with a British accent, still, that black and white picture was hot as Javier.
You might have to go with Joe. How about that? Can I swing that around to Hey Joe?
I never liked you, Daniel LaPagier. Daniel LaPagier.
We now move on to our next segment, if you don't mind.
God, Karen, you are so stupid.
Yes, time for stupid people.
Oh, God.
And my first one is from Minnesota.
Okay.
State Senator Warren Limmer. There was a proposal for safe storage of requirements for firearms.
Patrick has this ability for finding and imposing obscure dog breeds and politicians.
Yes, I'm getting to know that now that my second time on the seems unsuspecting, to be a pattern for me.
Yeah, yeah. Which is interesting because you proved you don't listen. Which is fine. Which is I totally get it.
I try.
No, you don't, and it's fine. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, Patrick. It was.
May I continue now?
Yeah. I think you should actually start over.
I'm sorry. Well, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, that's why I think you should start over.
Well, our first nominee is from Minnesota. He's a state senator named Warren Limmer. I guess in the state legislature they were debating a proposal for safe storage requirements for firearms. And he objected, he said, because rural citizens need guns handy to deal with cows.
Oh, my God.
Here's the quote. You even walk too close to a cow, and it'll take you down and trample you in the dust. Fumbling around with a lock while a cow or a bull or any other animal is going after your daughter or your son, you can't fumble around with a key or try and find a lockbox or put your thumb on a biometric key of some sort in your home while the danger is outside. This bill puts those individuals in even more danger.
Okay. First, I'm going to say it's actually true about the cows. They are very territorial. They will charge at you if you're in their space. They will. However, this is on a friggin' farm in the middle of nowhere. Okay? It's not where you're going to go to town and go grocery shopping and you should have your firearm on you, you know? If you go to close the cow gate, yeah. I can't.
I mean, okay, come on. Hold on one second. Hold on. You.
Yes.
I had something to say to you about that story, about the delivery of the cows with the something. And then she threw me totally off track with her bizarre take on the weirdness of this whole thing, with cows actually being dangerous. Why?
Well,
so
let's put it this way. How many instances do you hear
stupid people, that's
of a cow attacking people?
Yeah, you don't hear about it a lot, but they are territorial and violent, yes.
But do you necessarily need a firearm in order to resolve the situation?
Well, are cows animals that threaten suddenly in the wild, or do we pretty much know where the cows are?
No, they nowadays, and that also, that's a good question, because if they're free range, it depends. You know, yeah. If you have them in a corral, that's their territory. And if you go inside, this is what happened to me, believe it or not, in New Zealand, when I went to visit, went onto a farm, and they had a cow. And I was like, oh, can I pet the cow, you know, kind of thing. And she was like, no, you can't. He's very territorial. I can let you go in there.
Well, he's not a cow.
Well, he was a cow.
He's a bull.
It was a cow.
That's like a female.
Cow. It's not a bull, but
Okay, go ahead.
Whatever. Whatever it was a bovine or whatever.
Okay.
All right. Regardless, but that's where I learned that, yes, they are indeed territorial. She said, just don't make any, you know, and, you know, so that's my validation of why cows are territorial and dangerous sometimes.
I would have believed you without the story, although the story was excellent. I got to be Thank honest you. With you. The whole gendering cow
I have pictures
thing.
To prove it, too.
Okay. yeah, I'm not a farm guy. I don't know if I'm from cows being. I don't know from cows being threatening. I imagine that if you piss a cow off, a cow's gonna fucking kick you or something. A cow's gonna do it. A cow's not gonna let you just fucking kill it and serve it as meat. You know, that's not what a cow's gonna do.
You think of them as gentle animals, you know, but they like any animal, they're territorial,
right?
You know,
but at the same time, do you really need a gun to resolve the problem?
But that goes back to my question, which is, do we know where the cows are?
Maybe it was one thing if it was some cow that was, like, attacking someone repeatedly, and yes, the only way to stop it. That's one thing.
I agree. It's not, it's...
But how often does that happen?
How fast is a cow?
I don't know. But farmers have been dealing with this forever, and, you know, it's like, I just think, I never heard of that. Quite honestly, I need a gun. I'm going to the corral. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. It just sounds like a stupid reason to oppose a safety requirement for firearms.
He's reaching.
Yeah.
He's reaching.
Okay.
For sure.
This all came out of something about some cowboy wanting about firearms?
Yeah.
It's all about, debating a legislation for safety requirements for storage of firearms. Right.
So that he don't want to store it in a lockbox because Bessie may come after my son. And I'm not having my son be raped by no cow.
All I know is if I was worried about that, I'd already have the gun out with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Exactly. Has nothing
Get
to
a
do
bottle
with storage
A1,
of A1,
shake it in front of the cow, say, bitch, soon enough.
That is sadly true.
Then the other stupid people this week are the executives at NBC.
Oh, this was a fucking
who first decided to hire Rona Romney McDaniel, and then 2 days later, after it came out, let her go.
That was the worst decision right there. That was the bad decision.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a big fumble. That's a stupid, unforced error.
What was unbelievable was how the on-air talent criticized NBC on the air
immediately.
Chris Todd, who I consider so milquetoast, when he came out on Meet the Press,
wow,
and basically went after NBC. And then the other night, Rachel Maddow tore him apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Rachel Maddow got satisfied by being told that she will not appear on MSNBC. That this person who they object to, this Republican.
Well, the MSNBC president had already said she'll never appear on NBC shows.
On NBC. Right. She was hired by NBC, but she will not appear on MSNBC.
But then as a result of all this outcry, they're letting her go completely. Of course, they're going to pay off her contract now.
Of course, they have to pay off her contract.
Give us the specific issue with this person.
She's horrible.
She was the former chairperson of the Republican National Committee.
She's horrible.
Okay.
She was recently basically pushed out of that position by
Donald
Trump.
But she's not horrible enough.
Yeah.
So she's not really well-liked by the Trump Republican Party.
Okay.
Even though she stood by the big lie.
Okay.
For a long time. And it wasn't until she got hired and she started singing a different tune and started deleting tweets from her Twitter account.
She's horrible. She's horrible. She says horrible things.
Now, it's not the big deal of her political views because this has been done in the past. Donna Brazile was a former chairman of the Democratic Party.
Yes, she was.
She was hired as a contributing person on these shows. I was never a big fan of Donna Brazile, but she was on. Michael Steele.
Let me tell you this. I am a big fan of Donna Brazile, and I was not surprised at all to see her on those shows because she sits where NBC sits comfortably. She sits comfortably within the political views of most normal NBC viewers.
Of the mainstream viewers, yes.
Okay, so Donna Brazile, Michael Steele,
former chairman of the Republican Party
exactly
during
right.
Obama's administration. He's on these shows. I mean, he hosts some of these shows now. I actually like Michael Steele because he's, number one, he's the old-style Republican. He's not the Trump Republican, you know? He's pre-Trump. So he comes off rational. Yes, he's a conservative, but he's a rational conservative.
Can we say Prump?
Prump?
Yeah.
Why?
Pre-Trump.
Pre-Trump.
Oh, there you go. I like it. Prump.
I'm sorry.
The big issue here is, though, is that she basically gave aid and comfort to Trump and his lies and the insurrection. That's the objection.
She's horrible.
That's the objection. It doesn't matter if she's a conservative.
That
whole it's mattered thing. What her role was.
She's horrible.
Disgrace.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse. They moved her out of there because she wasn't horrible enough. I need my son's wife in your position.
Yeah. You know, yeah. She was replaced by Lara Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Trump's daughter-in-law.
Because she wasn't horrible enough. She's horrible.
Oh, and you hear
what she was a bootlicker. She did everything he wanted.
She was a family.
And in fact, now the Republican National Committee, for people who want to work for them on the application, they have to express whether they believe that the 2020 election was stolen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a question now for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You know, they
it's
get
a
to
jury selection
decide.
Or something.
It's,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
But to NBC and to State Senator Limmer, we say...
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Yes, they are.
Yes, indeed.
Julie Andrews.
Listen to this.
Raindrops on roses, and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Yes, time for five faves. And this week, in honor of five faves, well, in honor of National Joe Day.
Yes, indeed.
We were asked to name our five favorite songs with the name Joe or any derivatives thereof in the title.
By who?
Anybody.
What do you mean by who?
We were asked to name.
Yes.
By who?
A mysterious anonymous contributor. Me.
Also, side note, Danielle has a question.
Do I?
So, Danielle.
Yeah.
What is the first choice on your list of songs with Joe and derivatives in the title?
There's one very obvious one, but I'm not going to do that one first.
Okay.
The first one I'm going to do is Joe's Garage by Frank Zappa.
I have that on my list, too.
Oh.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp. With a sign on the front said Fender Jam and a second hand guitar.
It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
Alright, come on.
We could jam in Joe's Garage.
What the hell?
His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy to do.
Never heard it. Don't know it. Don't care.
You don't care.
Great
song, Frank Zappa. Come on.
All right.
Jeez Louise.
We're attacking you right now.
Right? Great artist, great song.
Yeah.
Great two-part album, or albums, I should say.
Yep.
Called Joe's Garage, appropriately enough.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, man.
Tomas.
Don't Spanishify my name to get on my good side.
Shithead.
I have nothing to contribute to this segment.
Oh, why not?
Because I can't think of a single song named Joe.
Are you serious?
I am. And I am not willing to research it.
Fine.
You suck.
Keep Jesus.
I can't think of a song named Joe. First of all, what kind of stupid topic is this?
Well, it's for National Joe Day.
Which was not information that I knew before 45 minutes ago.
Was that necessary for you to know in order to pick these five songs?
Or one?
It might have helped. It might have helped. I had one. I had one. Yeah. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, gee, what a surprise.
It might come to me.
Okay.
One of you might mention it.
Well, since Joe's Garage was on my list, okay, that'll be my first choice. So what's your next choice?
My next choice is Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix.
And that's my number two choice as well.
Don't know this one either.
Wow. Oh.
Heard that song before?
No.
Oh.
Are you shitting me?
I love it.
Jimi fucking Hendrix?
Yeah.
A pioneer of great guitar work? Mm. And you never heard that song before? Shame on you. Okay. Shame.
Consider your world enlightened.
Yes.
With Jimi Hendrix.
That's fine. It's not going to help me name a fucking song named Joe.
Okay, well, keep going.
We're going to keep going then. Well, since that was my number two,
okay,
we'll go on to your number three.
These here are like a special treat. This they're not like regular
it gets
cookies.
It's tough for me, but I'm going to go with Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Somehow I knew someone was going to say that song tonight.
Yeah.
I just knew it.
You left it as an example.
I don't like the words, but I like the song. He's like begging someone not to take her man. It's like, come on. I'd be like, kick the fucking ass to me. Touch my man. Big dog.
I love her. Tony does not like Dolly Parton.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I love Dolly Parton. I worship at all things Dolly Parton. I think I would follow
her. Yes, as a person he likes her.
I would follow her crawling through mud in hell.
I got my niece a Dolly Parton cooking set for her birthday. I was excited about it because I wanted to keep it.
Oh, my God.
Patrick, what's your 400th song named Joe?
You're next, Patrick.
My song had to be an obvious one by Fats Domino.
Oh.
Hello, Josephine.
I don't know this.
Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you.
Really?
You used to laugh at me.
I know, right?
I can believe he doesn't know the song, but I can't believe you don't know it.
I'm surprised too.
Oh, absolutely. My God.
Wow.
What a shame. Yeah, Fats Domino, my girl Josephine.
Oh, my God. That was a good one. Good pick on
Thank
that
you. What's your number four choice?
Okay, now this is where we're getting into stuff that I kind of had to research a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Run, Joey, Run by Wilson Pickett.
Oh, my God. Damn, you pulled that one out of your ass.
I fucking did, didn't
Holy
I?
Shit.
Yep.
Is it picking a fence?
It is indeed.
This is by David Geddes.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Daddy, please don't. It wasn't his fault. He means so much to me. Daddy, please don't. We're gonna get married. Just you wait and see.
That's not the same song, is it?
Every night, the same old dream. I hate to close my eyes. I can't erase the memory.
If I go into a diabetic coma, it is your fault.
She called me up late that night. She said, Joe, don't come over. My dad and I just had a fight, and he stormed out the door.
That's from the era of these story songs.
I've never seen him act this way. My God, he's going crazy. He says he's gonna make you pay for what we've done. He's got a gun, so run.
Great, huh?
Yeah, that's some bad 70s music. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
But the Wilson Pickett one, that's the same song?
Let me pull up Wilson Pickett and see if it is the same one.
I don't think that's the one that I was, but that was interesting anyway. Very 70s, you know, Cassidy-ish.
I wish I was.
This is what I
was talking this about. This is it? Yeah. Joey Rock, Papa done got a gun. You better run. You better run. Run, Joey. You should have never told me. Is that what he looks like? That's a much better
version. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, that's awesome.
But yeah, it's a little obscure, you know.
Oh!
But, ooh.
I have one.
Oh my God. What is it?
Go, 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 Joseph.
Go, 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 Joseph? I'm down.
Go, 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 Joseph.
He's talking about from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Ah, very good.
Oh my God! Do you want the normal version or the mega mix?
I want 10 seconds.
Yeah, the regular version, please.
Joseph's luck was really out. His spirit and his fortune.
This is the worst 10 seconds.
Alone he sat, alone he thought of happy times he used to know.
Hey, dreamer. Don't be so upset. Hey, Joseph, you're not beaten yet.
Go, 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 Joseph, you know what you say. Hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday. Don't give up, Joseph, fight till you draw. We've read the book and you come out on top. Into Joseph's prison cell were flung to very...
Okay, that's enough.
Wow. Yeah, boy. There's some pretty great stuff here, though.
We're hearing quite a variety, right? That's for sure. So, what are we up to now? Oh, I guess we're up to my number... No, number four.
Okay,
this one is from a movie.
Whenever I'm out a wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen. Where friendly folks can gather and raise the rafters high with songs and tales of yesteryear until they say goodbye. Well,
I hate
there's a puppy in the corner and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket bed and Navajo wool. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
All right. Thank you.
See, this is interesting that we're coming up with this kind of stuff for the name Joe. You'd think it would be more common in
right?
Titles,
it's a stupid idea. That was the song Old Joe's Place from the movie A Mighty Winds. Did you ever see it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I have.
Right?
Yes, Eugene Levy.
Yep. Yeah, Christopher Guest.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Good, fun film. I love that song.
Yep.
I'm completely out of beverages.
We're now up to our fifth and final choice, then?
Okay, I'm going to split it between two because I can't decide.
Okay.
One is Cool Joe by George Clinton.
Ooh.
Okay, and the other one is Surfer Joe by the Safaris.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I don't know anything about anything.
Well, that's why we're going to listen to it.
No, we're going to listen to it because he's a sadistic fuck.
Oh, get with the game.
If that's
you
Wilson Pickett,
man.
He looks handsome. Like, more than handsome, even.
Very 70s.
Right?
I don't know it. But anything that makes you do that, I don't think should be loud.
Joe's
show was cool. You said I'll be a man. I drive a Cadillac. So
what's nine.
Your number five?
You.
I have hated every one of these songs.
Oh,
every
I like this song.
Including the one I chose.
I just first time I've heard this song, and I like it. So
go ahead.
I like it too.
What's number five?
Well, no, she had a tie, so.
That's not allowed.
It
yes,
is.
It
what
is.
Happening.
Yes, it's allowed.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
Gibbons.
What time is it? It's already 400 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
God.
That's your fault.
Patrick, it's 11 o'clock.
I know. It's your fault.
Wow, really? We've been having some
fun. I don't know if there's going to be any words to it. It's okay. It's a safari. It's surf music.
It's 11 o'clock!
We're almost done!
Move on!
In Doheny, where the surfers all go, there's a big bleached blondie named.
Oh no, good, there are lyrics!
He's got a green surfboard with a Woody to match, and when he's riding the freeway.
A Woody to match? That was good.
Oh,
that was worth it.
Yes,
was
it
awful.
Was. I enjoyed that. Fuck Tommy.
That was torture.
Well, for my number five, before I play my number five, I have to play an honorable mention.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
It's a song that on Sirius Radio, there's a channel called First Wave.
Okay.
And there's a group on Facebook called First Wave. It's like the fans of the channel.
Okay.
And there's always a running joke about this one particular song always being played.
Okay.
So I'm going to play that song right now.
What's that George Clinton one?
Our Creek one. Concrete
Very
Blondes,
good.
Joey.
Nice
good song,
choice.
Right?
Yep. Love it.
I like that song a lot.
I love it.
Really do. But my fifth and final choice.
Okay.
Dead.
Oh, please.
It's from a musical.
Okay.
And it's from a Stephen Sondheim musical.
Okay.
And that musical is Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of
Fleet
Street.
Are you going to use Joanna in this exhibit?
Yes, I am. But I'm not using the Joanna as originally sung. I am using the part of the reprise that is part of the Joanna Quartet.
Okay.
So that's where he kills like seven people?
Yep.
I feel
How did this fit in a joke? Even now I'm it's a derivative. Window. Your wrist.
I am in the dark beside you. Buried sweetly in your yellow hair.
Now, was that the girl he's in love with or the girl he's currently killing?
No, the girl he's in love with.
Okay.
Now, the father is going to kill while he sings this verse. Person after person after person. However many they can get up the stairs, and the time it takes them to sing the song is going to die. Except for one who comes in with a crippled daughter.
Thank you for that quick synopsis.
That's what happens during this song. And if you listen to the song, it's like, oh my God, what a pretty song about just some girl.
Yeah,
it's... Well, it opens with Anthony Hope singing, who's the love interest of Joanna.
Okay.
Then it's Sweeney Todd singing. Then it's Judge Turpin. Then it's Joanna. Her actually has a few lines on the song. And also there's the beggar woman.
Wow.
Who sings in it.
That's it's cool.
Incredible, beautiful piece
How
of music.
How long is the song? It sounds like...
It's about 5 minutes long in total. Okay. That was from
that's
the
not that, bad.
That was from the revival with Michael Cerveris and Patti LuPone. Where they played the instruments.
Yeah. Patty and a tuba. It was worth every penny.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. That was a great production. Really was.
Yeah, one of those I missed.
Well, we now move on to our final segment of the evening.
Are you happy, Tommy?
Yes,
you hear what I said?
Get off my lawn now. Yes, it's time for the Grumpy Old Gay Man Gripe of the Week.
Oh, Gripe of the Week.
What's your gripe?
Okay. I'm gonna say ashes on my shirt while I smoke weed.
I was just wondering about you brushing your titties right there out in the open like that.
No. I'm gonna say people that drive slower than the speed limit on the island. It's just I can't, and they're everywhere. You know, you always get stuck behind one.
Steven curses about that a lot. We'll be in a 50-mile zone and people are going 40.
Yeah,
Steven is
and
a
you're like,
psychopath.
Why is this happening?
Well, yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm just like, why is this happening? You know, it's 50. We should all be going 50.
Right.
I can't. And like, especially too on like roads where it's 30 and they're going 20.
Of course.
You know?
They're always going 10 miles under.
And usually you go 10 miles over. You know? Right? It's 30, you go 40. You know what I mean? But no. These people got to do, you know, backwards. So
I know.
That is my gripe. Slow drivers.
Good gripe.
Yeah, thank you.
Thomas, what is your gripe
and
this week?
Tonight's whole thing doesn't count.
First of all, I've been sick for 2 weeks.
Yes, that's a good gripe.
Legitimate gripe.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's it.
Nothing else to add?
No. No, that's my focus.
And we validated your focus.
And now we can move on.
We can
Why
move
do
on.
We got to go over this? We all know how this moves.
We just thought that maybe you wanted to elucidate.
Yeah. Elucidate?
Or pontificate.
Expound? I'm not the pontificating type of...
Oh, one. No. Probably. You just go off on tangents.
Tangents are different from pontificating.
Well, they could intertwine.
They could be the same. They could be the same. But generally, I like to think
okay,
I don't
so
pontificate.
He's done.
He's done.
I would love to be done. Daniel LaPage. I would love to be done. I keep hoping to be done soon.
No.
Are we done?
No, and you're not going to be done for a while just to piss everybody off.
Nobody cares.
Well, I have
everybody
my gripe
cares.
Yet.
Oh, your gripe. Good. Let's hear it.
Yes. I made the mistake of watching on YouTube a clip of Bill Maher from his most recent episode from his show.
He's...
And I'm sorry I did.
It's so
he's just insufferable now. And he did this segment about identity politics, saying that we should all just be identifying as Americans, enough of this black Americans and, you know, and this and that. You know, we now have a Hispanic person leading the Proud Boys and this. He's just going on and on and on. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe we wouldn't need identity politics if people weren't still oppressing and abusing people based on who they are and what they believe.
And supporting those
This is your gripe
things.
Of the week?
Yeah, it really stuck in my craw when I heard that. I was like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, really.
You're an ignorant asshole to think that. Because you're a fucking privileged white man sitting in your mansion somewhere in L.A. Fuck you.
Is he in L.A.?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Somewhere. But I agree. They have no idea what it is like to struggle. You know, I'm sure some of them have had personal struggles or whatever. But in general, it seems that they don't have that depth that you get from when you really struggle.
Right?
You know?
Yeah, so that just
and
bugged
the way
me.
It's always been in the United States, basically, we're talking about, you know, critical race theory and stuff. It's always been that way.
I know. But listen, if you don't want identity politics, stop oppressing people.
Right.
Based on who they are and what they believe.
They had to do that. Yeah, they had to do it.
People suck.
They do.
These cookies, on the other hand, do not suck by any means.
They are very sweet.
They are very sweet. I am. Yes, I did not take my Ozempic today.
Ooh.
Okay, is that good or bad?
It's bad.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Ozempic is the thing that everybody was trying to lose weight on?
It works for everybody except me. What it did do was keep my diabetes numbers in the right place.
Okay, there you go. That's what it's supposed to be used for.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
We know!
I am still a big fat fuck.
We now come to the conclusion, finally, of this week's episode. Next week, we will not be here, but I think because this episode ran so long, I'm going to be splitting it in two.
For fuck's sake.
Well, if you didn't keep going on and on and on, we would have gotten out of here a lot sooner.
No, we all talked a lot.
Yeah. But it was mostly him. I'm just saying, you can't complain you want to leave here early when you don't shut your mouth. So like I said, this will probably be a two-part episode, which means we will be recording a new episode on...
Maybe. Don't go promising people.
Oh, we will. We will. We'll be recording on April 10th for release on April 12th.
Well, let's hope that we're all here so late because we had a good time.
Yes, I know I did.
That was a blast.
And we want to thank Danielle LaPage for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure and so much fun. So good to see you guys.
And don't forget to reserve tickets for Bus Stop at South Shore Theater Experience on Wellwood Avenue in Lindenhurst. Opening this Friday and running till next weekend.
You will not regret it.
And don't forget, you can find all of our episodes at www.grumpyoldgaymenandtheirdogs.com. And you can follow us on Facebook.
Facebook?
Yes.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
Like old. You can follow us on Facebook. Well, you can follow us on MySpace.
I think the Facebook audience is mostly older.
Yes, it is.
Now.
But actually, most of our audience are younger people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine if we went to something that like, oh my God, Instagram.
I have an idea. How about we put you in charge of doing the Instagram account for this podcast?
The problem with the Instagram account is that it needs pictures. Instagram needs pictures.
Ah. Yeah.
I have an aversion to being photographed.
Ah. So you don't want to do that.
Give me my cue.
Well, what about Threads? You can go on Threads and do videos.
The only thing smaller than Threads is Truth.
No, what about TikTok? Then you can run that.
TikTok is all video.
So you can make videos
I'm not making video.
I think Instagram is a tough platform to do something like that. I don't know. You can advertise it on Instagram.
I was just like, and look for us on Facebook. Look for us down by the county graveyard where we're all buried.
Well, I am going to post about this particular podcast on my Instagram account.
Cool.
So at least we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Ain't nobody gonna. Go ahead. Sorry. I don't want to be rude.
Too late.
I want to be honest.
There's a fine line between
I've been seeing a lot of references to Steel Magnolias recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for some reason. Maybe it's because the end of it happens around Easter.
Wow, what a movie that was. It was very
I love that movie.
Emotional.
I love that movie.
Gone!
Excuse me. You're the one who started talking about Steel Magnolias. What's her name? I'm the one trying to wrap the fucking show up.
The one that, the mermaid. What's her name? Adele? She's not Adele.
The mermaid?
Anel. She, Adele? Yeah, she played the mermaid. And then she was in this movie.
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah.
Yes, Daryl Hannah.
Right. I don't know you. Who? Where are your people
from? She was also
from?
In Kill Bill.
Yeah, she was.
Right? With the patch on her eyes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who?
Daryl Hannah was in Kill Bill. Or was it the second one, maybe?
No, she was in both.
No, she was in both.
Yeah.
The fuck are you? Would you give me my cue?
Would you stop talking?
We'll find out.
And on that note, we'll say, have a good night, have a good week, have a good life, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye, bitches.